The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
It's time for The Drive's Top 4 at 4.
Hour number 2 of The Drive underway. Top 4 at 4 this afternoon, brought to you by MyBookie. Get your bets in for Monday Night Football tonight. Where they're playing in Mexico?
Mexico City.
In Mexico. Mexico City at the Azteca?
I would imagine.
I hope that they really have.
I just need Sammy Watkins and the kicker for the Chargers to just go off.
I hope it ends 2-0.
I hope they've acclimated for the altitude.
I am trying not to humiliate you in the station league.
Who?
You.
I'm not in the station league.
Yeah,
dumbass.
I know, but you you seem to get on to me if I don't have a good showing. I've just about lost to everybody and get blitzed.
I don't think I've ever gotten on to you.
Oh, yeah, you did last time we talked.
Here's how my interest in fantasy football works. I am endlessly fascinated with my own team.
Don't care about anybody else's.
Do not care at all about anybody else's fantasy football team. Like, not even a little bit. So, Jake Lester is in with the top four, brought to you by MyBookie. Jake!
Number one, Tennessee men's basketball is now ranked in the AP Top 25 at number 20 following their big win over Washington on Saturday. Duke is the new number one as Kentucky tumbled to number 9 after losing to Evansville last week. And Florida, who started the season at number 6, is no longer ranked after losses to Florida State and most recently UConn. The Lady Vols are also ranked as well, moving up to number 23 after their big win over Notre Dame last week.
You think Florida, who's the big kid that from Virginia Tech?
Kerry Blackshear.
Do you think Kerry Blackshear is regretting at all his decision to go to Florida at this point? I mean, I know it's early.
It wouldn't surprise me. Mike White can't coach.
I've watched their games. They're just not using him like they should right now. Their guard play hasn't been there.
You never want to be the guy after the guy, kind of how Mike White is after Billy Donovan at Florida.
So glad that he turned us down.
Oh, God, yeah.
We were going to hire him.
Oh, yeah.
And he wouldn't.
He's an old-school kind of Tennessee
hire. Dave Hart, in one of the few decent things he did for this university.
I have a level of expertise.
What's that phrase? A rare moment of clarity.
Information that nobody else has.
He would not cede to Mike White's buyout demands. Wouldn't give him the failure money he wanted to.
You said Florida dropped completely out?
Yeah, they are no longer ranked.
They gone.
Mike White is a terrible coach. I mean,
they gone.
And you go from 6 to not ranked in 2 weeks.
Hate to see it.
Number two, we just talked about it. Alabama's Tua Tagovailoa had successful surgery on his right hip this morning in Houston, and Crimson Tide coach Nick Saban said he was not second-guessing his decision to play his star quarterback at the end of the first half in Saturday's 38-7 victory over Mississippi State. Tua dislocated his hip, ending his season and possibly his college career, and sources told ESPN he also suffered a posterior wall fracture. Tua's prognosis is excellent, and we expect him to make a full recovery, Alabama orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lyle Kane said in a statement. He will return to Tuscaloosa in the next several days to begin his rehab.
One of the things I hate about this modern social media culture that we live in is that, particularly in the realms of sports and politics, you just cannot admit to a mistake anymore. You cannot show any weakness, any vulnerability at all. Nick Saban, of course he regrets leaving Tua in. Of course he regrets playing him at all. He absolutely does, but he can't say that. He can't come out and say, it's like, yeah, man, I wish we had just taken him out one play earlier. Or, yeah, I wish we had just rested him up. In hindsight, we probably could have beaten Mississippi State with Mac Jones at quarterback. We just have him turn and hand the ball to Najee Harris 50 times if that's what we have to do. Why can't you just say the truth, man? Why do you have to stick to your guns? Why?
Because it killed him on recruiting.
Why?
It killed him on recruiting.
Why?
Every coach would use that against him.
Hey, Chris.
Use what?
We're the University of Alabama. We use our players just to win titles, then we just let them go. I mean, and that's
ain't nothing going to kill Nick Saban in recruiting, man. He is going to be just fine.
It's a recruiting
fine.
Tactic that other coaches can
use. Guess what? It ain't going to work because he's Nick Saban. Like, if there was any guy that could get away with showing a little bit of regret, a little bit of vulnerability, it's that guy.
I agree.
Well, I think people are going to hit him, negative recruit against him, just the whole.
They've been doing it all for 10 years. It hasn't worked
not like
yet.
This.
Oh, pfft. I mean, we've been hearing since the day he walked on there. What do we? Alabama uses up their running backs. They use up their running backs, man. Like you go there, he's going to run
do.
You to death.
Offensive lineman
hasn't hurt him at all.
That is true, but all of them, when they get in the NFL, have to take basically a year off their rookie year before they really get
when
going.
When they get in the NFL and make millions of dollars, it does, like, I don't know, man. It's just a pet peeve. I know he's not going to fess up to any regret or anything there, but it strikes me as so disingenuous. Of course he regrets.
I throw this out before you get to three, and I might be mistaken, but Tua, there's a lot of people in Alabama saying Tua is going to go down the greatest quarterback that Alabama has ever had. But my question is,
Andrew Zhao says hello.
Has Tua actually played a full season at Alabama?
No.
Right. Isn't that crazy? Best quarterback in Alabama history, but he has
most
not
talented,
played a full season
perhaps.
At Alabama.
I think he's got all the records. Andrew Zhao? Mm. Really?
Freddie Kitchens.
Brian Bergdorf.
Number three, Georgia coach Kirby Wilson. Smart has apologized for using a bad word after his team's victory over Auburn.
Oh, no.
Smart began his regularly scheduled news conference today by saying he was disappointed in himself for his choice of words in the wake of a 21-14 victory over the Auburn Tigers. And the comment came when Smart was asked by a reporter what he told his players after they clinched another SEC East title. He replied, "I told them, how about them bleeping dogs?" Smart said the comment was, quote, "not indicative of what I stand for."
What?
Kirby Smart.
I'll pile on him a little bit there. What are you thinking, dude? That's not like somebody whips out their cell phone video and catch you going, Ed Ogeron in the locker room. You're at your press conference. There are 10 microphones in front of you, and you drop the F-bomb, and it wasn't like at the beginning or end of a quit. Like, it was in the middle of his
– So this wasn't in a locker room?
No.
Okay,
he's sitting there
at
the table after the game. He's got, like, 10 microphones in front of him, and he's going on and on about what he told his team, and he drops the F-bomb right in the middle of his press conference.
Well –
It's like, what are you doing, you rube?
What a loser.
Number four, tonight we have Monday Night Football in Mexico as the Chargers take on the Chiefs at 8:15 on ESPN. The Chiefs are 6-point favorites according to MyBookie.
All right, and more on that, we bring in Christopher Smith from MyBookie. Christopher, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you fellas doing today?
Good, man.
Doing excellent, thank you. Yeah, a little Monday Night Football tonight. The Chiefs trying to put the disappointment of their historic collapse against my Titans a week or so ago behind them and go beat the Chargers tonight in Mexico City. First of all, Christopher, like what is the setting in Mexico City? You're playing a mile high. You got the altitude, the air, the smog up there is notoriously difficult for American athletes to deal with. Like, how does the setting, the environment for this one affect the betting lines, the spread, the money line, if at all?
Yeah, so I really like that. I could talk about this all day. I actually worked for the San Diego Chargers for a couple years, and I would always hang out with the Spanish broadcasters when we did road trips. And my father-in-law actually is from Mexico City and has family that will be at the game tonight. I'm very familiar with the teams, the stadiums, and also have lived in Denver three separate occasions. So Denver is 5,280 feet in altitude, and the stadium in Mexico City is actually 7,200 feet.
Wow.
So you're talking a good 2,000 feet above Denver in terms of altitude. Now, I thought this was very interesting. I saw that the Chargers actually spent the last week practicing in Colorado at altitude, whereas Kansas City, not known for being above sea level very much, they practice at home. And what happens is...
Very interesting. That's pretty interesting.
Wow.
I think that's a big advantage.
When you're at altitude, your body starts producing more red blood cells. So it gets oxygen to your muscles a lot more efficiently after, you know, 3 or 4 days at that altitude. So I think the Chargers also getting 5 points in this game against a Chiefs defense that's very bad against the run. You know, I think that bodes well for the Chargers tonight against the spread.
Wow, how about that?
Yeah, that's
dropping knowledge on the show.
Well, Christopher brings the knowledge. I completely understand.
So, have
that
you
part.
Been to a game at the Azteca?
I have not personally been to a game there, but you know, it's definitely going to be a pro Chargers crowd, given that they used to be in San Diego and they've done a whole lot with they were basically the NFL's ambassadors to the country of Mexico originally. So, I think the Mexican, you know, soccer crowd will go to the game just sort of as a curiosity, and I think a lot of them will be pretty loud and actually maybe a louder crowd in favor of the Chargers than you may see currently at Chargers home games in Los Angeles.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't think they'd have to do much, probably just the opposite side of the field.
Is the field this year in better shape than it's been in years past?
Yeah, they had an incident last time they were there.
Yeah, like it was going to be unsafe for the players to run on.
Yeah, the NFL basically said, no offense to you guys, but we're not letting that happen again. And so, one, they've made sure to play a lot fewer soccer games in the times, weeks leading up to the game. And two, they basically came in with a completely different blend of grass. This time it's like 90% real, 10% synthetic. And the last grass they tried is just a horrible grass for like growing at altitude. So the NFL kind of took that over and said, hey, if you want a game here again this year, then some things are going to have to change with the field.
Probably didn't hold a Shakira concert as well a week before, so I'm sure that...
Is that what happened last time?
Yeah. Like a week before or something like that, 5-6 days. So
hips don't lie.
Don't lie.
It was nothing to do with the seats on the field. It was just her shaking that thing all over the place, man. tore up the grass.
Christopher, man, looking at some interesting opening lines out there. First off, the Tennessee line that started at -6, -7 in Missouri's favor. Either way you look at it from other sites, and it's gone down to, you know, around the 4 mark, 4.5 mark. What did you think of that line when it first came out? And then also, what did you think of LSU getting 45? No, yeah, they're a 45-point favorite.
It's 44 right now.
44-point favorite at Arkansas. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, I mean, first, congratulations if any of your listeners happen to be in Las Vegas this weekend and got Tennessee +6. I think that's a great line. Tennessee's covered 5 in a row. Would have been 6 if not for the referee in the Georgia game. And Missouri has failed to cover each of his last 5 games and is ineligible for the postseason. Tennessee still needs a win to get bowl eligible. I think the Vols are a great play, and this spot is underdogs. And in the LSU game, if it was any other opponent, I would be rushing to bet against LSU in this game. We saw what John Rhys Plumlee was able to do to their defense last time out, and even Vanderbilt put up some numbers on offense against that LSU team this year. So they're going to get their points no matter who they play, even if they play Ohio State or Clemson in the playoff. But I'm not rushing to bet on Arkansas, who is one of the worst SEC teams outside of Vanderbilt I've ever seen. But this number is way too big to even consider betting on LSU.
Hey, Christopher, we got about a minute, man. You followed Tua and you followed Alabama. You lived in the state. You've written for AL.com and all that good jazz and SEC country. What did you think of the Tua injury and how it was all handled?
You know, I think, first of all, it's just really unfortunate. No matter which team the player is on, you know, when a player is that good and that good for the sport, is out, and hopefully it won't be a career-threatening injury and that he'll be able to recover and play again, considering he was going to be able to make between $20 and $30 million just as a signing bonus in May if he hadn't been hurt. And then, you know, in terms of the injury, I actually think that people who are criticizing Saban are a little overblown. I think there's a very strong argument to be made that he probably should not have had him in the game to begin with, given his ankle concerns. But I also feel like this acute injury to his hip is completely unrelated to his ankle. And could have happened at any game, no matter whether he was healthy or not. And I think if his ankle wasn't hurt, people would not be saying that about Saban relating to this injury. And I think the two things are kind of just conflated a little bit. But best of luck to Tua and his family on that recovery.
What do you got going on in my bookie, man? You got the big Thanksgiving Day play coming up soon. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so the Thanksgiving free play, basically you can bet up to $250 on the Bears-Lions game, and if you lose, we will refund you, hopefully before the next game even kicks off. So basically, you can't lose your bet. And then actually, we're going to have a lot more promotions coming up on that Friday and that Monday following Thanksgiving that we'll be able to talk about later this week as well.
Sweet. Christopher, thank you so much for joining, man. I hope you have a great week. We'll talk to you on Thursday as we get ready for the college football weekend.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, bud.
Christopher Smith, MyBookie. Check him out online, mybookie.ag. We're going to take a quick time out right here. When we continue, we'll get back to your phone calls. Record Ridge Barbecue, smoking hot question of the day. Your early thoughts on the Missouri game. What do you think is going to happen? Vols win big. Vols win close. Mizzou, a 4.5-point favorite, according to our friends over at MyBookie. We'll break it down with you coming up next right here on Fan Run Radio.
Best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. This is The Drive.
Yeah. Big one, man. Big one this week as we are, this will be quarterfinals? Quarterfinal round? State playoffs?
Believe so, yeah.
My West Rebels out for revenge.
Where at?
Out for revenge. Well, we only lost one this year.
Well, no, I mean, where's the game being played?
I would assume it's at Powell's.
Don't assume that. You can't.
Home field advantage goes to Powell.
That's not how it works anymore in the TWSAA.
It's not?
No.
How does it work?
I'm not sure. It's very convoluted, but you'll see teams that you would have thought wouldn't be going on the road.
There's no reason that they get – listen, man, I would love to have home field advantage, but there's no reason the game should be played at West.
I'm just telling you.
I mean, there's
– It very well may be out there at Powell. But I've been surprised the past couple of years, and then a coach explained it to me that sometimes it doesn't
they
necessarily
just decide to give home field advantage to the team that didn't earn it.
Yeah.
Where's your team play, Bear?
My team's playing Christian Academy on Friday night to open the season. And let me take a minute to compliment the only one of the few teams in Knoxville with the guts. The Cajones to keep scheduling Catholic, even though they're in Division II now in the sport of basketball, Russell.
Wait, how we get from football to basketball?
I want to know the Catholic team that's become like that we send all the best D1 recruits in state to now here in Knoxville.
They messed around and they went out to MUS and got beat. Martin went off.
Wait. Catholic got beat. They're not even in the playoffs anymore. They're not going to win a state championship.
No, they're not.
They lost to Memphis.
Games at Powell, by the way.
Bear, that's unacceptable.
That's honestly, all right. I've never heard of Memphis University School.
That's where Drew Richmond played.
Really? Okay. Yeah, never
it's
heard
a
of
powerhouse
it.
School out of Memphis. You really never heard of MUS?
Maybe the acronym, but I've never heard of like it called Memphis University.
Is it like tied with the University of Memphis?
I have no idea. I've just them and
Briarcrest. LSU has one of those. It's got to be a subcharter. Where they stash all the 5-star recruits down there in Baton Rouge.
Oh,
they hide all the money in
it's
the
called
athletic
like university
department.
School.
What was Newman? It's a Catholic school, isn't it?
Yeah, that's just
that's where Manning went.
Yeah, well, that's where Arch plays now.
Is that his nephew?
Yeah, that's Cooper's son.
It's Cooper's son. Okay,
he'll be a
true freshman, and he's already getting.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Like these.
Yeah.
It's going to be the real deal. I just hope we have.
Cutcliffe will be around 4 years. He'll go to Duke.
Yeah. I mean, if he's that good, if he's as good as Peyton and Eli were.
He ain't going to Duke.
Well, would he?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't he?
I mean, like, you go there, like, you get the top-notch education, which that family obviously values, and you play for Cutcliffe and get all that. You don't necessarily – yeah, you're not going to be on a great team, but
– So is he a freshman or sophomore?
He's a freshman. Yeah. But you don't have to – if you go to Duke, you don't have to get your brains beat out necessarily unless you're playing Clemson. It's not like you're playing SEC defenses every single week. It doesn't look like Ole Miss would be a factor if he's a five-star. Like, it doesn't look like Ole Miss would be a factor at that level. Certainly looks like LSU would be a good factor. Well, where are we going to be in 2 years? Who knows?
Probably going all in on Caden Martin.
Maybe.
If you want Caden, you better keep his daddy around because he doesn't have any ties to Tennessee.
So is Caden Martin a freshman?
He's a sophomore. How much fun would that be, though?
Who do you want more, Peyton's nephew or T's son?
Probably right now T's son because I've seen T's son play.
Well, that's not a decisive factor. You want the better player.
Well, no. I mean, I've seen Caden Martin play. He's a freak.
You haven't seen the other yet. It doesn't mean that Arch isn't better.
But I tell you what, how about I get them both like we did last time?
That's like saying, what candy bar do you want? I want this one because I've had it before.
Well, if you give me a choice between a Snickers and one of those.
I'm just glad you're not making a decision.
Caden going to make millions of dollars playing Major League Baseball.
Yeah, that's what everybody said about Kyler Murray, too. And you see where he's at, starting in the NFL.
Yeah, but there's a reason why he's on the Olympic team, and that's the reason why he went to Knox Catholic, was to play baseball, not football.
But Maryville.
Whew. What'd they do?
Whew. They took the Farragutians to the woodshed. 42-0.
It's 42-0.
How do some of these teams in high school football get in the playoffs with like a 2-8 record?
Farragut did not have a six or seven win team.
I'm not saying that. I saw but a bunch because, of scoreboards because, yeah. and you look at these records and I'm like, wait.
Because it's the TSSAA and everybody's got to get a trophy and it's just ridiculous. Let's get Phil in here. Go to the phone lines. Phil, good afternoon, sir. You're on the Drive Fan Run Radio.
How are y'all doing today?
Hey, man, we're doing well. Thanks.
Well, my Tornadoes, they'll be rolling on and heading towards Cookeville. They're playing the Beep Beep Roadrunners Friday night.
Okay. Say Alcoa will go ahead and conservatively install them as a 3-touchdown favorite in that one?
Yeah, although Austin East is a dangerous team. I think they scored 70 on Fulton this year.
Yeah, I mean, their quarterback can play.
Yeah, they're back to being, if you put the ball on the ground at all, they're going to pick it up and run it 80 yards the other way.
And Central and South Doyle already a pretty good football game Friday night, too.
I think South Doyle.
Got their quarterback back.
They still got Elijah Young
show back there. Central, a bunch of winners over
there. Speaking of which, if they do blow what's-his-name at Missouri out, does that mean Elijah Young would reopen his commitment?
Yeah. Somewhere else?
I mean, do we want him? Like, you would think if Tennessee decided we want Elijah Young, that they could go in there and at least – like, we would have heard about that, right? He would have at least, you know, taken our phone call, given a visit or something like that. I'd like
to know the background on it.
I don't
it
know
just
that –
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, I don't know that if Barry Odom got fired, which we don't know is going to happen anyway. Like, I don't know if that would have any bearing. Cool.
So what's the question today about the who's going to win the game?
Yeah.
Early field.
Well, I mean, all honestly, guys, they've scored 50 almost 2 years in a row, and they're better than us at quarterback, even though they're not playing very well right now. They got home field advantage, and I do think that Jeremy Pruitt faced this kid 2 years ago when Alabama was playing Clemson in the Superdome, I think, and Alabama pretty much convincingly beat him. So I think we'll limit Missouri on offense, but I'm just afraid that JG's going to return to his normal self and we're going to lose the ball game.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have to move the ball, and you would hope that given 2 weeks and, you know, a little time for that hand to heal up a little bit, correct some mistakes, and maybe add some wrinkles that Missouri hasn't had a chance to see on tape so far, you would hope that would help, but you got to go out there and execute in a hostile environment. It's going to be cold and all that stuff. So I think it's going to be a tight one, Phil.
Yeah, well, hopefully we can pull it out. But thank God basketball team is halfway decent.
Halfway decent. I'm not penciling in a trip to the Final Four or anything.
Please
but
don't.
I think we're pretty good.
We're number 20 in your AP.
Yeah, I'm concerned about all these guys playing all these minutes. Last year we were a player short at guard, and Pons had to play guard. If they would have been smart, they'd have got a guard last year, and Pons could have been inside where he should have been all along.
Yeah, I don't think you'll have that problem this year. The only problem I see is, you know, the foul trouble part. I mean, look what Fulkerson had against UNC Asheville. He had four.
We can't go six or seven deep.
No. They got to go at least eight deep. So that's why that you need Olivier. You need maybe Devontae. And I don't know who would be your last. It's not.
Well, the kid from Uruguay is coming in this Wednesday, so hopefully they can get him in midterm.
Ha! Tennessee's luck with the NCAA when it comes to stuff like this.
Yeah, what would happen, Phil, like if we took that point guard and were trying to get him eligible, what if they turned around and ruled Urosh eligible?
Well, I think getting Urosh back would be big, even though if he don't do much, because he's 7 foot tall and he's going to get at least 10, 15 minutes of playing time inside.
Just clogging it up.
It'll keep Fulkerson out of foul trouble, and it also Nakamwa can play the four with Pons, and we'd be pretty good inside game.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I think it's a long shot at this point to get Plasvich eligible, but, I mean, if they took the kid from Uruguay and then they both got eligible, you'd have 14 guys for 13 spots.
No, he wouldn't either. They got a free scholarship right now.
Well, that's
– they only got 12.
Yeah,
they
no,
got
you're 12 right. You're right. You're right. Yeah, because Urosh is already counting. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So they bring that kid in. I'd say by, you know, what time SEC play is, he could be ready to play.
Give him 2 weeks. Get him up to book on the you know, playbook, and here you go. Go in.
Or somebody to teach you I think he speaks Portuguese, doesn't he?
Yeah, That's awesome. The problem is, too, is you got to look at it, too, Philly. I'll kind of leave it at this. Tennessee's got to figure out what they can and cannot do with Lamonte Turner if he cannot shoot the basketball.
Well, that's
because,
a good point, too.
And Rick Barnes has said today that he's still having, you know, these shoulder issues. And I went back and watched that game. Lamonte Turner drove the basketball. He didn't pop back, shoot the basketball. He was driving the basketball to the rim, and he was going up with his other arm for the layup.
His first shot that he hit was a deep three.
Yeah.
And he looked great, but then he went cold after that.
You just have to wonder how much they're going to be able to use him this year until he gets this shoulder thing figured out when it comes to scoring. But if he can continue driving the ball and assisting, Tennessee will be okay. But there's going to be a night where Tennessee's going to need Lamonte to go off for 20, and got to get this shoulder thing figured out.
Well, this is two straight years. No, this is the third straight year the shoulder's been messed up. I guess it's never going to get fixed, is it?
Sounds like more or less it's arthritis than it is his labrum anymore.
Oh, it's arthritis?
I mean, no. I'm saying it sounds like arthritis compared to more or less it's
his
labrum.
Is this Dr. Trey speculation?
Well, I mean, he's had labrum surgery twice and then a partial rotator cuff. So, I mean, you really got to start thinking about it. For 3 years, he's been dealing with this injury.
Hit my music. Here's what I think it is, Russell.
Dr. Bear. Hey.
Oh, he's coming in over top of me.
I think when you have repeated surgeries like this, you can get what's called adhesions. And there's scar tissue. And every time you have to have surgery, when you go through physical rehab, you have to break down the adhesions, break up the scar tissue, get it limbered up, get it loose. Lamonte will be fine.
You're going to say something about the AC joint now, aren't you?
No.
You want to say the AC joint.
No.
You want to say it.
No.
You want to say it. Yes, you do.
This I've not been given any information that would require me to.
You haven't seen his chart.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, I'm glad Dr. Bear is up on today. I wonder if the drug cartel is going to be at the game tonight in Mexico City. I'm sure they'll be there.
Would you, like, so your boy's wife is from?
Yeah, Colombia.
He's married to a mamacita.
Married from Colombia.
So does he ever go that? But yes. He said his father-in-law lives in Mexico City.
Christopher goes to Colombia a lot.
To Colombia?
Yes.
He said his father.
His wife is Colombian. They go down to Colombia to see their family. Her father lives in Mexico City.
It'd be like if you were married to some, you know, some chick from, like,
He was in Columbia like a month ago.
Jacksboro or someplace.
No. It wouldn't be like that at all.
But
no.
Going up in the holler.
What?
Okay.
No, it would be more like if you go down the wrong road, you're going to be kidnapped and tortured by a drug cartel.
I took a left turn in the wrong area and ended up in downtown Suarez. I was tripping out.
One more thing, guys. I get off here. I hope Utah calls in because I want to hear his prediction for the game. Then I'll make mine later in the week. See ya.
I was Suarez.
This unholy alliance.
Where's that?
Juarez. I ended up in the middle of Juarez. Like we were supposed to go on this nice scenic tour of the ocean.
When were you on?
Beginning of the football season. I went to Mexico for that wedding.
We all thought Juarez is
across from is on the Texas. Juarez is not a coastal city. You're talking about Tijuana.
Tijuana. I'm sorry. Tijuana. Hell, I don't know. I've only been to Mexico twice.
But you were just there 3 months ago.
I'm totally confused.
No. So we were supposed to take a scenic tour, along the coast. It's supposed to be beautiful. But then my buddy goes through the wrong border entrance, and it veers off, and we're going in downtown. And
what the hell are you talking about right now, Trey?
When we were traveling to the wedding in the vineyard in Mexico. Yes. I was doing a San Diego, and we drove across the border. Down to the wedding venue, about an hour and a half.
Stay with us. The drive continues. 865-546-8200, your number to get on this show. We're back with more right after this.
It's home for sports radio in the afternoon. This is The Drive.
Yeah, Missouri fans not feeling it with Barry Odom right now.
Bad, huh?
Well, they started out. I mean, it's just been a weird season for them. They lost their opener at Wyoming, which is not like, first of all, why are you playing at Wyoming? And second of all, why are you losing to Wyoming? It's not like we lost to Wyoming and we had fired a legendary coach 5 days earlier and it was all kinds of crazy. It's like that's your first game of the season. It's more like, why do you lose to Georgia State? So they had that, but unlike us, they rebounded and end up winning 5 in a row. They pound West Virginia at home. They beat Southeast Missouri. They beat South Carolina by 20 at home. They beat Troy, and they beat Ole Miss. And so they're 5-1, and they've got road trips to Vanderbilt and Kentucky coming up. So they're thinking, man, like we're flying high here. We're going to be 7-1 going to Georgia. And it's all good. Well, they end up losing that Vanderbilt game, which is just
so weird at the time too.
It just doesn't make any sense. Kentucky pounds them, Georgia shuts them out, and Florida rolls in there and makes them lick the white dog poop. So now they're 5-5, and their fans are pissed. Listen to some of these comments from.
Close they are to us.
This is from The Athletic, and this guy writes a long story about everything that's gone wrong and what's happened. Michael says, Sterk needs to push the eject button on Odom. Such garbage on the field for the Tigers right now. Coaching staff has absolutely lost this team. Richard says, Barry Odom is not the person for the job. The university needs to turn the page and start a search for someone more capable of leading Missouri to greater heights. Charles says, really sad to see. Matt says, Odom seems like a nice guy who should gain more seasoning running a smaller program elsewhere.
Jeez.
John says, at least after this week, Odom admitted he doesn't have the answers instead of double-talking with his pet phrases, uninspiring. This team's season-long lack of discipline is a bad look and an impeachable count against Odom. They want to impeach Barry Odom. They would draw up articles of impeachment against him.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody would shoot it down. Come up with some weird questioning.
Matt says, we're at the point where Odom is showing he doesn't understand the responsibility of a large program. We just opened a $95 million South end zone project that myself and others funded. Baylor had the biggest disaster of coaching issues in recent times, going in the tank, hires the right coach, and is back in business. Mizzou needs to look at the coach at Iowa State who's doing more with less.
He ain't taking that job, Matt
Campbell. Yeah, why would you? Like, if you're Matt Campbell and you're the next big thing and you're just biding your time until the job coming until you get your Texas, your Notre Dame, your Florida, whatever.
Right.
Missouri, that's a lateral move at best, if that. I think it's kind of a step down right now.
I'd hire Dooley.
Other than the fact that it's in the SEC, but
wait, yeah, so you're going to fire the head coach and hire his incompetent offensive coordinator?
Is he that incompetent if he doesn't have a starting quarterback he can work with, though?
Well, they were shut out last week and put up six this week. Yeah, I'd say you're probably not going to replace.
He's already flamed out at one other conference school.
Zach says Mizzou doesn't get it many opportunities for a, quote, special season, and wasting one has to have consequences. I will never understand how Barry Odom can get seniors to stay through a bowl ban but cannot get them in the right mindset once in 4 weeks. So, I mean, this is like – and it just goes on like this. Like, these people are – they're not having it with Barry Odom. They're done. So that makes you wonder, like, where – because we've been there before. We know – like, obviously, that environment is toxic now, right?
Yeah.
And we've been there as Tennessee fans many times.
Several times.
And we know how hard it is to win when it gets like that. And we've got – our environment is not toxic right now. And, you know, nobody's building a Jeremy Pruitt statue or anything, but we're kind of, you know, I don't know if I'd say we're on a roll, but we're in a pretty good spot considering where we've been. So that gives me, I mean, I feel like that matters a lot. Just the vibes surrounding both teams are definitely in our favor.
So you're saying, could Tennessee go in this weekend and break the neck, finish it off? Be done with it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. And, well,
I mean, if they went in there and stomped them, yeah, but I don't think we're going to be able to.
That's
do
the
that.
Other thing. Yeah, is remember the Pruitt Barry Odom kerfluffle?
Yeah,
back around recruiting last
so he's
year.
He's going to get Odom's going to be fired up for this game. I don't care if
Big,
made up or not.
So is Big Germ though. Big Germ want to go in
he
there.
Don't
and,
care.
Cornbread.
He didn't care.
You don't think Big Germ cares?
No.
Oh, Big Germ cares.
No, that's what I mean. It doesn't matter. He'll go in there, and I think he ought to start wearing – he needs to get him some a black set of those glasses he had on day at that presser.
Go full Muschamp?
Just – no, nah, those
like
things weren't readers.
South Carolina and took his glasses.
He'll go
by the way.
See tomorrow in
by
those
the
things.
Way, I ended up having to – I bought the ESPN Plus thing.
Wait. No.
I did.
You bought
yeah.
it? Yeah. I gave you my stuff.
It didn't
Why would
work.
You buy it?
It didn't work.
It was
– I was sitting there cursing you.
Did you give a capital G?
You're a junkie.
Yeah.
You're a junkie.
Capital G-O-V-O-L-S 1-2?
You just gave out your password, Trey.
Yeah,
they
don't know my email,
your,
though.
That's easy to find. You've done this stuff before. You better go change your password.
Tied into you at gmail.com.
So anyway, I gotta get my $5 worth, right? Because I'm gonna be canceling this is here.
You should have just texted me.
It's all good. It's all good. It's $5. It's cool. And so I started watching Bo Mattingly's Les Miles thing.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. There is a scene. Les Miles is so abjectly strange. He's just such a weirdo.
Right.
And I'm a weirdo. So I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. You're weird.
There's this scene where he gets the job and he's sitting in this diner in Lawrence, Kansas. And he's like, yeah, do you have oatmeal? Bring me some oatmeal and some Cheerios with almond milk. He's a vegetarian now. He's like
Lester 60, is?
Yeah, he's like 67 years old, so he's got to stay. And so he's sitting there. He's wearing a trench coat, a sweater, and a scarf, and sunglasses inside.
No.
In the morning.
Is he trying to hide himself?
Eating oatmeal and Cheerios.
With almond milk.
As he tries to put together his staff. He's talking about offensive coordinators. And I'm just sitting there watching this last night at about midnight going, the hell am I doing?
But was he hiding, though? Did he already
no,
get
he's just like it's. He wears sunglasses inside a lot. It's Les Miles. He's weird. He's really weird.
This is on ESPN Plus?
Yeah.
Man, I got to go find
and
that.
The episodes. The episodes are like 20 minutes long, so you can just bang them out real quick. And it's weird, too, because like Bo Mattingly – I would love to talk to him about this, like how he set this up, because he's got behind the scenes footage with Jeff Long, who's the AD at Kansas. The day it starts,
there's
the
your
day
connection.
It starts the day he fires,
Brett
Beatty,
the
former coach.
Oh wow, okay.
And then he's also got footage of Miles as the search is unfolding. which it's really interesting. So
really?
You get to see, yeah, you get to see like behind the scenes footage of like Jeff Long doing the search and Les Miles like managing like his team, like trying to get the job. And
what's
stuff.
This called? You know
what?
What's it called?
It's called.
Just search Bo Madley or something.
I don't, Miles to go, maybe.
I'll find it.
Folks, a quick word about ED from our friends at WaveTech Medical, and I promise, Les Miles, this has nothing to do with you. There's a little trouble in the bedroom making you feel less of a man? You know, that lack of confidence can impact a lot more than your love life. As you get older and your sexual performance decreases, you need to do things to keep up with the time, shall we say. Acoustic wave therapy at WaveTech Medical is a remarkable, non-invasive, drug-free treatment that restores blood flow by stimulating the growth of new blood vessels and stem cells, rejuvenating erectile tissue. Don't think that you have to accept, guys, a less than satisfactory love life. This is discreet, it's quick, it's easy, the consultation is free. So wave goodbye to trouble in the bedroom with WaveTech Medical. Contact WaveTech today and set up your free consultation. That's 865-761-4401 for WaveTech Medical or online at wavetechmedical.com. Catch the wave at WaveTech Medical. Trey's got to run. We're going to take a quick timeout. Trey, we'll see you tomorrow.
We'll have football practice, basketball stuff, interviews, everything tomorrow. Looking forward to it.
Stay with us. The drive continues right here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive's podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group today at 865-566-0800. Applying for disability can be very tedious. Having an experienced attorney on your side makes it easy. Call Disability Advantage Group, 865-566-0800, or visit online at dag-us.com.
Tuned in to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
Powell High School Principal Chad Smith releasing a letter from the TSSAA this afternoon, exonerating the Panthers.
Okay, now the Powell principal released a letter that he wrote or TSSAA wrote?
That the TSSAA wrote to him.
Exonerating
yes.
Coach Matlow and the Powell Panthers, huh?
Says the allegations can only be treated as hearsay.
Uh-huh.
They have signed statements from student-athletes stating that a coach or coaches approached them after a game encouraging them to consider coming to Powell. And then they also have signed statements from those accused saying they did not do that. I guess I've mischaracterized it?
You've mischaracterized. Yeah, they were not exonerated.
I've got a letter from the TSSAA saying
they're saying they
the
can't
case is closed.
Yeah. Because it's, you know.
Okay.
One side saying they did it, one side saying they didn't do it in the TSSAA.
Listen, I'm
can't really prove anything. They're washing their hands of it. That doesn't mean that Powell's been exonerated and they weren't doing it. It just means that.
Well, in the eyes of the law, I mean, the eyes of the TSSAA, yeah. They're not going to do it.
They're just washing their hands of it. I guarantee you they're going to watch him like a hawk.
I mean, I'm not saying. I mean, if you're asking me, it probably happened. Like, it just my
Has
gut.
He been in trouble before?
Yeah. I don't want to tear down Matlow and the Powell program, but yes, this has not been his first.
I'm just asking if he's been on probation. Has he gotten caught doing something funny before?
I believe this is not his first run-in with TSSAA rules violations.
It's like Bill said, people in glass houses shouldn't throw rocks.
I had a lot of feedback about Bill Minot's appearance on the show Friday.
Did you? I did, yeah. Too. Was yours positive like mine was? A lot of people thought it was a breath of fresh air. There's some truth-telling going on.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, part of me, is just disgusted with it. And it's not just Powell, man. I mean, it's like this stuff happens all over. And I think I said this on the show the other day. It's, and I'm not taking a shot at your school, Bear, but it's the private schools
And the private,
now you get the hell out of here.
It's the
with
private,
that.
And I'm not singling your school out, but to me, it's the private religious schools here that are the worst offenders of all because they're supposed to stand for something more. Yeah, they're just as dirty as all public schools.
We're in Division II. They didn't start recruiting before everybody else did.
So
you can't point any fingers at Catholic. We play in Division II in the big boy classification. You can't say anything.
You don't anymore.
The season's actually over. That's really funny.
I think
yours will be Friday night when Matt Lowe and his band of Panthers rip the Rebels to shreds.
His band of 4 and 5 stars.
Damn Skippy. I'll go out there in orange and black. We're going to that game.
Part of me is just disgusted by it all, but part of me is also highly amused by it because it shows that East Tennessee is really taking high school football seriously.
We care.
And there's more like D1 talent in this area than there's ever been in my lifetime. So, I don't know. I guess it's kind of a double-edged thing. All right, stay with us. The Drive continues right here on Fan Run Radio. Turkey Drop coming up Wednesday at Smoky Mountain Brewery in Turkey Creek. Come on out and see us, and we'll give you the bird. The 9th annual Turkey Drop. It presented this year by our friends at OEB Law. Let them turn your wreck into a check. We'll be giving away free Thanksgiving turkeys at Smoky Mountain Brewery in Turkey Creek this Wednesday from 3 to 6. First come, first serve. So come on out and get your Thanksgiving turkey courtesy of our friends at OEB Law. Hour number 3 of The Drive coming up. It's Fan Run Radio. Stay with us.